And it came out, they agreed to me, what I said was right. Then what did Rabbi Yochanan say? They said like this, Chamas, you want to know what the city Chamas is? Chamas Zutferium. When the pasuk before said, the year Miftzor, Hatzidin, Tzer, V'chamas, Rakas, V'kinores, Chamas means Tveria. For Lomo Nikra Shemo Chamas, why is it called Chamas? Al Shum Chamit Tveria, because the hot springs of Tveria, that's why it's called Chamas, like hot. Then the pasuk says, Rakas. What does Rakas mean? Zutziporri, that's the city called Tziporri. For Lomo Nikra Shemo Rakas, what is the pasuk called Tziporri Rakas? Mishum de Medlayu, it's like sloped downwards, Kirakta de Nahoro, like the bank of the river. Just like Rashi says, Svas Hanor, the bank of the river. Kavoyu min Hanor, it's higher than the river. Av Sipur Yashav is Breshahar. And Sipur is also on the top of a mountain. So what does it mean? It's the Medlayu, it's downwards. Alright. I mean, it's on the top, but it's like sloping down the har. By the Kinneris, that's the pasuk says Kinneris. Zu Geneser, that's the place called Geneser. Voloma Nikra Shemo Kinneris, why is it called Kinneris? The Masiki Peri Kekol the Kinnera. Because we know Peris Genusa, the Peris are very, very sweet there. So it's sweet like the Kola, Kekola, like the voice of the Kinnera of a harp. So that's why it's called Kinneris. This city of Geneser is called like Kinneris, like the Peris are sweet, like the voice of a harp. Omar Rova. If anybody wants to argue me and say Rakas is not Tveria, which really, that's what Yechon argues, the Yechon said that Tveria is Chamas. So then he said Rakas is something else. Rakas is Tziporri. So now Rav is arguing, Rav is saying, I'm a Rav. Mika, how could it be? Is there anybody? Mika, Laman, Diyom, Rakas, not Tveria? Like, how could the Yechon argue? How could the Yechon say that Rakas is not Tveria? For her, it's like this. When people die here in Bavel, Hossam, there in Tveria, Safti Lehochi. This is the way they say a Hesped. Right? That the people that died in Bavel used to bury them in Tveria. So when they brought them to Tveria, the Hesped, they said was like this. Godelu b'sheshach. This person was a godel in sheshach. V'sham loy barakas. And they're putting it now in Rakas. So you see that sheshach, that goes on Bavel. Rashi Sheshach, Bovel, Bechilof, Aleph, Tez, Vesham. And somebody died in Bovel. Vesham, Leberakas. Yoitzel, Lashem, Betferia. Everybody knows about him here in Tveria. And it says Rakas. So Mashem is clearly Rakas was Tveria, not Hamas. Vaitav, Chimaski, Aroin, Lhosen. And when the Oren, the Mace, Mamish comes to Tveria, Safti, Lehochi. This is the way they say the Spadim. Oyavei, Sheridim. He was somebody that loved the Sheridim, leftover people, means living in Bovel. Yoshev Rakas, Tzu v'kiblu haruge yomik. People from Rakas, means here people in Bavel, let's go out and accept the person that died from the yomik, from the valley, from Bavel. So here you see clearly that Rakas is called Tveria. Not Hamas, but Rakas, that's Tveria. But the kinach nav shed the Rebbe Zeru, when Rebbe Zeru died, posach olayhu saftuno, the person that said a hesped for Rebbe Zeru said like this, Erech Shinner, that means the land of Shinner means Bavel. Hora, if like gave was pregnant, Vyoda gave birth. Eretz Tzvi in Eretz Yisrael, Gidla, it grew Shashuim, the good things. Oy no lo, oy veifim. Omro Rakas, ki of the Kli Chemdosa. Like oy veit to Rakas, you lost your Kli Chemdosa. So Chura Koponim, you see clearly that Rakas is called Tveria. So the Kashan Rabbi Yechon, actually Rabbi Yechon say Chamas is Tveria, here it says clearly Rakas was Tveria. Elo Amar Rova, Chamas zu Chamigror, Enichnami, not like Rabbi Yechonim. Chamas is not Tveria, it's Chamigror. Rakas zu Tveria. Rakas, that's Tveria. And Kinoros, that is Maskum zu Gneser. That was Gneser. Velo Amar Nikrishma Rakas, what are they called Tveria? Rakas? Shafilu Rekonim Shabo Malaya Mitzvahs. Even the empty people in Tveria were full of mitzvahs. Karima like a pomegranate. Yeah. Alright, I'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Davov. We're holding Davov. Again, by Kamat, where the big lines begin. Again, the Shala was, the Pasuk before said, Viore Miftzor, is the fortified cities, where Hatzidim, Tser, V'chamas, Rakas, V'kinoris. So the question is, what does Chamas mean, and what does Rakas mean? So first, Rabbi Yechon wanted to say that Chamas is called Tveria. That's what Rabbi Yechon held. Chamas is Tveria. Now Rav is saying not like that. Rav is saying it's not Chamas, but Rakas, that is Tverya. He brought a few rayas for that. The first line, the big line says, Elo Marova, Chamazu Chame Charo. You know what Chamas means? That's a different place. That's Chame Charo. Rakas, you know what Rakas is? Zu Tverya. That's Tverya. Kineris, that's what the Pesach says, another city, Kineris. That's Zu Ginusar. That's the city called Ginusar. For Loma Nikra Shmo Rakas, how come they call Tverya Rakas? Is Shafilu Rekonim Shabo, even the empty people in Tverya, Malaya Mitzvahs Kariman, are full of mitzvahs like a Riman. That's why they call it Rakas. But really it means Tverya. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Rakas Shmo. No, really the city's name was Rakas. For Loma Nikra Shmo Tverya, how come we call it Tverya? That's what we call the city. Is Sheyosheves Petibur Roshel Eretz Yisrael. Because Tverya is right smack in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's called Tverya. Like in the Tibur, like the middle of the body. So that's what Tverya is. But really the name of the city is Rakas. Rabbi Omar Rakas Shmo. Same thing. The name really is Rakas. V'loma nikra shmo Tverya. How come we call it Tverya? She'etoy v'rayoso. Whoever looks at it sees it very good. It looks very good. That's why it's called Tverya. Mashenkin, its real name though is Rakas. Now Omar Ziri says, Kitroin zu Tziporri. You know what the city Kitroin is? Kitroin there is Tziporri. V'loma nikra shmo Tziporri. Why do we call the name of the city Tziporri if really the name should be Kitroin? Sheyosheves Beroi Shahar, the city is on top of a mountain, Kitzipor, like a bird. The Kitroin, yeah. So therefore, that's what Ziri says, that when the Pasuk says Kitroin, really that's the place called Tziporri. Now it's called Tziporri, we call it Tziporri because it's on top of a mountain, like a bird is on top of a mountain. For the Gemara, is that true? The Kitroin Tziporri? Is it true that the city Kitroin is really Tziporri? In the Pesukim, we'll see in Shoftim, it says that Kitroin was in the Chelek of Zvulun. The Yassir of the Pesuk says, Zvulun lo yhorish es yoshvei Kitroin v'yes yoshvei Nahalol. That these two cities, Zvulun did not capture. Even though it's in his property, it was in his lands, he wasn't hurish, he didn't yash, and didn't throw the goyim out of these two places. So Mashmah Kitroin is supposed to be in the place of Zvulun. Uzvulim Misroyim Amidoisav Hevi. And Zvulim was complaining. He wasn't happy with Yerusha, the part of Eretz Yisrael that he got. Shinam the Pasuk says, Zvulim Am Cheref Nafshalamus. Like Zvulim was so angry, he was complaining, as if to say that he came out to kill himself almost. That's how much he was complaining. That means, Matam, why was Zvulim complaining so much? Why wasn't he happy? Mishum de Naftali Al Meroim Soda. Because Naphtali, he felt, had better Nachla, got better grounds in Eretz Yisrael than he did. Like Naphtali's lands were called Meroim Mesod, the high lands of the field. Because he got good fields. Mashenkin Zvulun complained, he didn't get good fields. We'll soon see. Is Omar Zvulun Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zvulun said to Hashem, like Ribbono Shel Olam, Li'achai Nosata Lehem Sodas Ukramim. To my brother Naphtali, you gave him fields with Kramim, vineyards. For Li Nosata Horum Magvois. And to me, he just gave mountains and hills. I can't use them. Rashi said before, Al Midoisev means Al Mazoloi. Shenimdid lo min Hashemayim. Zvulun was angry that the Mazoloi got min Hashemayim. Midah Sheinu Chofetz Bo. He got something he wasn't happy with. And this is what he's saying, he wasn't happy about it. That Naphtali, his brother, got good fields. And I just got mountains and hills. Liachai to my brother Naphtali, Nusatul him Arotzois. He gave him good lands. Valina Sati Yom and Horus. And by me, most of my lands are full of rivers and oceans. So I don't need it. Is Omar Loya Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Zvulun. Kulon Tzrichim Echo. You should, everybody's going to come to need you. Don't feel bad about what you got in Horus. You got rivers. We're going to need you. Ayidei Chalosin. Because the Chalosin, the fish that comes up that we make chalos, the blue wool that we dyed in this, the blood of this fish chalazon is going to come up from the rivers in your place. Shenam the pasuk says, "Amim hayikro ushvune tumunei chol." What does that mean? This is going on Zvulun's place. That we dashin Tony Rav Yosef shvune with hidden things in the ocean is their chalazon. That means we're going to find in Zvulun the chalazon. That's a special fish
that we use its blood to dip the wool in to make tchelis on the tzitzis. So it's a very chashuv thing, we're going to need you. It's very expensive. Tamune, what's another thing that's hidden, another type of a fish? Zutris. That's tris. That's another type of a good fish that they find only in his rivers of Zvulin. Trashi tris, dak shekurian tunina, maybe tuna. You find it there. Choyl, what does choyl mean? What is shfune tamune choyl? Choyl zuz chuchas levonim. That means white clay to make white glass. It's also something very choshev. All these things are going to be found in Zvulin's land. So now Hashem is telling Zvulin, be happy what you got. Is Omalafonov still Zvulin said no? Omalafonov Ribonish Lerlam. Me my Dieni. Like who's going to tell me the Trashi Azois lost in Lidomin? Like how am I going to know that people are going to pay me for these things? Is Omaloy Hashem answered back, Shom Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. That means people are going to do Zivchei Tzedek, don't worry about it. That means Simin Ze Yehelecho. I'm going to give you a sign about this. That Kol Hanoitomim Chav Loidomim. If anybody's going to take away the Chalozin without paying you, or anybody will take away this white glass, or they'll take away this tris, this type of tuna fish, is a Nemoya Beformak Yishaloi. Klum. You should know it's going to be a bracha, like a simin. They won't have anything from it. They'll do business with it and they won't gain anything. In other words, they won't get a bracha out of it unless they bought it from you with money. So therefore, it's not going to be worth it for them to steal it, so people won't steal from you, they'll only pay you for what they want to take from you. So Hashem is going to appease Zvulun and be happy with what you have. Now, these sakra dayat, if you want to tell me, Kitroin, Zutziporim, that Kitroin, Dasiporim, and this went into Zvulun's portion, my Misroim Amidaisov. Like, why was Zvulun feeling so bad? Why did he feel he didn't get a good portion in Eretz Yisrael? Like, what was wrong with Tzipori? V'heve Tzipori milsa di'adifa tuva. Tzipori was very, very good land. It had more than any other part of Eretz Yisrael. It was very good land. Maybe you want to tell me, Kuda was very good land, it's very fertile land. Maybe there's not enough milk there, there's not enough honey there. Samar says, no. The Omer Rash Lakish, the Didi Chazuli, I saw this place in Tzipori, that Zovas Cholofut Vash to Tzipori. And I saw the place that Mamish milk and honey was coming out from Tzipori. That's how big this portion of land was that Mamish honey and milk was coming from. In other words, Tzipori was loaded with milk and with honey. 16 mil by 16 mil. The Chit Taimim, maybe you want to tell me still, Tlenefisha Didei Kediachwa. Good, it had a lot, but maybe his brother Naftali had more than him. Maybe the other brother's lands had more Zovas Cholof Advash. Tzimor says no. The Yomar Rabba Barbachona. Rabba Barbachona says that Omar Rabbi Yechanan says, L'didi chazili, I saw, like Kamat, you would take all the Zovas Cholof Advash from Eretz Yisrael. L'didi chazili, Zovas Cholof Advash to Chol Aron the Yisrael. If you take together all the milk and all the honey that comes out from Eretz Yisrael, to have, you know how big the land should be, kemivei kuvi ad akra, de'tul v'kni. That's from one place to another place. And you know how far away it is, like how big is this distance? Eschem v'tatin pasoi. It's 22 pasoi, urcho fusia, eshisha pasoi. Its length and width is 6 pasoi. Yes, it comes out, the whole zovas of Cholov and Dvash of the whole Eretz Yisrael was 22 pasoim long, and the pusia, the width, was only 6 pasoim. So it comes out that Zvulun was doing pretty good, like this was only like 8 times the size of Zvulun. So for 1/12 of the Shvatim, Zvulun had a lot of Cholov and Dvash. So why was Zvulun complaining? So Gemara says, Afilu hochi, sada sukromim adifalei. Still, Zvulun would have rather had the vineyards and the fields rather than having the mountains. So that's why he was complaining. And Deikonami, I'll bring you a proof for this. Because the pasuk says, V'naftoli amroi mei soda. Like that was Zvulun's complaint. Like how come Naftoli is upon the high places of the field? In other words, he has good fields. So that's what was bothering Zvulun. He has good fields, and I have mountains. So Moshe says, Shmamina, from here it's a proof
that Zebulun's complaint was that he wanted straight fields like Naphtali. Omer Rabbi Yavua, the pasuk says in Tzfanya, V'akroin teyoker, that Akroin should be uprooted. That means Zu Kisri, this is called Kisri, Bas Edom, like the daughter of Edom. This was the name of a city, Shehi Yosheves Ben Hakulos, which was situated, it was amongst Cholos the sins, the ascend, the Hoysa Yisoy Tekuol Yisrael, and it was like a bad peg that was against Klai Yisrael. V'yimei Yivonim, been made the Greeks, this land was very bad, dangerous for Klai Yisrael. Ugishagovra Malchus Beish Chashmenoi, and when the Malchus Beish Chashmenoi won over the Yivonim, the Notzchum, they won over, they conquered this land, Hoyukurinoi, so you know what they called this land? They called it Achidas Migdol, like this is the captured tower of Shir. That's what they called this land, this Kesar, which was Bas Edom. Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, my dirsi, what does the Pesach say in Zechariah? V'hasi roisi dom of mepiv, and he will take away like his blood of his mouth, v'shikutsov mi ben ashinov, he'll take away something disgusting like from between his teeth, v'nisher, and it will be alone, gamhu lelakim. He'll also be amongst his gods. Now the Gemara dashins, v'hasi roisi dom of mepiv, I'll take away the blood from his mouth, ze beis b'maya. In other words, that's the base bama where they brought the carbonus for the avodah zarah, like a bama, or like the Bach says, it means ze beis kirayin shalem. That's the place where they brought their avodah zarahs. If it's shikutsa mi ben shinov, ze beis kaliyah shalem. Also, that was the open place from them. Also, where they worship, they did their avodah zarah. Rashi says, Gliyim B'mayim, Rashi says, Rashi Avodah Zorah Heim Liyadim. These were the heads of the Avodah Zorah that the people worshipped in Edom. Vayta V'nisha Gam Huda L'Elokeinu. There was something left over for Hashem also, L'Elokeinu. So that we dashin that Elu Boti Kinesios Boti Midrashim Shebedim. This was the Boti Kinesios and the Boti Midrashim that were in Edom. Then the end of the pasuk says, "V'hoyo ki olaf ka'aluf b'Yehuda v'ekroin ki yevusi." That means, "Elo teratoyes v'karkesiyo shebedoim." These are like the theaters or the circuses they have in Edoim. Shasidim or shore Yehuda lumoy bem Torah b'Rabim. Will come a time when the people Klai Yisrael, the sorry, the heads of Yehuda, will use these big theaters, these big places to learn Torah with. As what the Goyim made, they made it for themselves, but Klai Yisrael will eventually have some manor, have something from it. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Losum, that's what the pasuk says, Losum, Zu Pamayis. You know what Losum means? It means the place called Pamayis. Akron Tiyakar, what is that? The pasuk before said had Akron Tiyakar. We had Zu Kisri Bas Edom. This was the place called Kisri Bas Edom. She hoysa matropulin shemalochim. This was like a special place, a metropolis of kings. It was. And what does that mean? Ikad the Amri, some say, the marbibo malachi. That this is places where they brought up kings. Ikad the Amri, and some say, the mukmi minoi malachi. That from here, these people, they appointed from there people that were kings. They appointed the kings from there. Rashi says, "The Marbi Shemagadlin Shom Bnei Melochim." Vayta Kisri of Yerushalayim. Like these were the two big cities, either Kisri for the Goyim or else Yerushalayim for the Jews. So Gemara says like this: Im Yoy Malachodim. If somebody would tell you, Chor Vushtayim, both of them is destroyed. Like both of them don't have power. Is out time. You can't believe it. Yosh Vushtayim. If both of them have complete power, that both are built up, is also out time. Don't believe it. But if somebody would tell you, Chorva Kisri, the Yoshva Yerushalayim, like Kisri, the Romans, they are dead, they are ruined, and Yerushalayim is built up, that you could believe. Or else the opposite way, Chorva Yerushalayim, the Yoshva Kisri, Yerushalayim is destroyed, and the people are living in Kisri, time it, that you could believe. In other words, either the Jews will be Govar, or else the Goyim will be Govar, will be winning over. Shenemla, the Pasuk says, Amalei Hacharova. Like I will filled and waste. There is something will be, it means in Malayazu Kharbazu. When one is big and living, the other one will be like destroyed. And in Malayazu Kharbazu, when the other one is complete, then the other one will be destroyed. Like either one or the other will be in power. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar Meyocha. I have another pasuk for this. A pasuk in Chumash. It says, Uloim Miloim Yemutz. It says like, the one people will be stronger than the other one. Like Yaakov and Esav. Where Zman Yaakov is Govar, then Esav is down. And Zman Esav is Govar, then Yaakov is down. But of Yomer of Yitzchok, of Yitzchok said like this, My Dichsiv, what does the pasuk say in Yishayo? Yuchan Rosho, Baal Loma Tzedek, like Hashem should show favor to the wicked, because maybe he'll learn good tzedek. Is Omar, you know who said this pasuk? Omar Yitzchok Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchok Avinu said this in front of Hashem. It said like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yuchan Esav, like have mercy, show some favor to Esav. Is Omar Lois Hashem said back, Rosho, Esav is a Rosho, I'm not going to show him any favor. Is Omar Lois, Yitzchok said, Baal Loma Tzedek, maybe if you show favor to Esav, maybe like he'll learn to do righteousness, he'll do tshuva. Izom aloi, Sakorosh Baruch Hu answered back and said, the pasuk says, "Be eretz nechoychois yaavil." That means in the land of good, he'll still do bad. As Esav was so bad that even in a good place where he would show favor to him, still he'll do bad. Izom aloi, so he said. So Yitzchok said back, in Cain, if that's so, Baal Yira Geyus Hashem, then he should not be able to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Echonami, then this Rosh Esav should not be able to see the greatness of Hashem. V'yomer Reb Yitzchok, Yitzchok says, My Dissiv, what does the Pasuk say until him? Al Titein Hashem, Hashem should not give, Mavaya Rosha, he should not grant like the desire of the wicked. And Zemomoy, Al Tofek Yerumusela. And like, don't draw out, don't do what he wants to do bid, sell him. What does this mean to say? Is Oma Yaakov Lufnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu spoke to Hashem and said like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Titein Li Esav HaRosho Tavas Liboy. Don't give to Esav HaRosho his desires. Don't give him what he wants. And Zemomoy Al Tofek Zu, don't give him also, don't make it good for him. What is that?